Mark chapter 14. Keep watching and praying that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Temptation is a common experience, and our batting average for resisting it is usually pretty low. More often than not, as the temptations come, our willingness to fight them seems to decline. That's sadly more common than we would like to admit. Our experiences are a lot like the seatbelts on cars. If we don't fasten them, that infernal dashboard light will flash and the buzzer keeps annoying us. We know that the seatbelts aren't there to hurt us or unnecessarily restrict us. They were made to keep us safe, and the buzzer is actually our friend. But instead of doing what we know is best, some people fasten the belts behind them and thus silence the very buzzer that's encouraging us to do the safe and right thing. I've even known a few who have silenced the buzzer altogether by cutting the signal wire and putting tape over the warning light. We Christians know deep down inside what is right. We even know that the right thing is the best thing for us. And God coaches us from the inside with His buzzer, the Holy Spirit, to help us resist temptation. But we often choose to ignore the buzzer and look for a way to shut it off. We ignore God's signal and follow our own plans, even though experience shows us that things get messed up when we don't listen to Him. We need to understand a little more about how Satan uses temptation and how we can win the battle. An understanding of Satan's tactics can help us overcome temptation. So today, as you're faced with the temptations of this life, keep your eyes open for them, keep your knees bent in prayer to fight them, and allow the Spirit of God to empower you to resist them.